Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, he has been with myself. He's been with Jamie. He's been with Bogey. He's been with every human being alive. Now he's with Rieger. So we have the lesser half of the Rieger and Wojo show with us. It's Wednesdays with Wojo. What's up, Woj?
I'm sure you two are just sitting there lamenting my absence, aren't you? Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so of course we are. We're just talking about you. And you know, I don't know if you were listening before, but Charles Barkley admitting that he played a game drunk once because he thought he was being traded. And, you know, we have to ask you, besides every day with Rieger, have you ever, you know, gotten, you know, inebriated or under the influence and worked, whether it's at the newspaper, whether it was at a, I don't know, radiothon or something like that?
Well, with Rieger, I plan to start doing it on a regular basis.
Well, Rieger's a big, Rieger's a big proponent of acid, by the way, so.
Yeah. Yeah, well, have you ever dropped acid?
No, I have not dropped acid, unless it's antacid.
we found out during this show, we're talking about Barkley, that apparently all these people drop acid and that are good at sports, whether it be golf, whether it be beer pong, whether it be baseball, Doc Ellis. Apparently some dude dropped acid. He said he went 5 for 5 from 3-ball line and then walked away. He was so, like, zoned in.
See, first of all, I always get this question from the crazy Italian, Valeni. Like, everybody thinks, like, I drink gins and tonics during the show from home, because I'm doing it from home now, and nothing could be further from the truth. I have to maintain lucidity to keep up with you jackasses. I mean, Rieger and Sony and Jamie and Bogey over the years.
It's the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
No, I never have, ever.
I get it. All right, Woj, Gary Bettman and the NHL, hard to believe, actually trailblazers to a certain extent, announcing they are back. I think it's okay. I'm a little disappointed that a team like Toronto could lose in the first round as an 8th seed and still have a chance at the number one pick, although it would be it's very small. The Wings still will have the same 18% chance of getting the number one pick. What did you take from it?
Well, I don't hate it. Stoney, God bless you. I heard Rieger went through his entire list again today of how he thinks the playoffs should be. I just think it's odd, not odd, but funny that people think there is some perfect formula in the midst of something that's never happened before. So there is, first of all, no, not everybody should get a shot, all 31 teams.
Especially the worst team in the league.
Absolutely not.
Now, why do you guys hate the Wings so much? It's pathetic.
The fact that you could play in the play-in round, lose, and still get into the lottery. They are declaring that that play-in round does not mean you've made the playoffs. So, like, if the Wings were in it, their streak would be over. Oh, no, it already is over.
Right.
No, I don't hate it. It's going to be weird playing the top 8 seeds, playing basically exhibition games to get kind of meaningless seedings, because who really knows what they're going to matter. But outside of that, I think I like the formula. I do.
Hey, Woj, one more crack. What? Just give it to me. One last question. Oh, so I told this to Stoney.
La, 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 la.
Just listen, just please. So Tom Milliken, the Gov, he texted us this. He doesn't agree that every team should make the NHL playoffs either. Good. However, if you did it, would you be in favor of this? Top 15 teams in the standings are in the playoffs. Then you have the remaining 16, Woj, play a four-round single elimination, and whoever wins it gets the final playoff spot in the West, because, of course, they only have seven teams, or one less team, rather. What about that? Should I repeat it?
That,
how great would that be?
That
you're talking,
might
it would
be
over so quick,
I'm being
too.
Honest here, and I'm not being mean. That might be the dumbest idea I've ever heard.
Well, it was Tom's, not mine, of course.
I'm sorry, Tom. You would waste the time and effort throwing 16 teams
yes.
out there to
yes.
determine one playoff team?
Yeah.
And the fact that the Red Wings, they were already eliminated from the playoffs. Now you're going to
yeah.
you're gonna review that? You're going to reverse that?
You can't be uneliminated. That's a rule. I think I've heard one.
Somewhere. I know.
No, I don't think that's a in COVID times, there are no rules.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, actually, that's true. Yes.
I know it's
you're
true.
Right.
All right, well, Joe, Pistons all of a sudden are looking for a general manager. Rieger's kind of on the Chauncey Billups train. I'm not, because I think there's one word, experience, that is somewhat important.
Well, but if you were going to do something with Chauncey, which, I mean, they looked at it before and wanted him to have some experience, and he doesn't have front office experience, but now would be the time, wouldn't it? Because you're kind of starting over right now a little bit, rebuild. You'd still have Big Ed there at Stefanski, who has loads of experience. Now, I know there's also Shane Battier, who does have experience. But there is, in today's NBA, and you guys know this, isn't it about forging relationships? Isn't that how all these teams are put together? So-and-so wants to play, and so-and-so, and so-and-so trusts that front office or that coach. Isn't that a huge part of it? And I don't think there are many former players more respected and known as Chauncey Billups. I mean, GM is not – how much experience do you need, honestly? I mean, Joe Dumars stepped in with his connections
sure.
and experience and won a title.
Right, but Joe actually, if you remember, had the – I hate to use the expression – season of observation under the great Rick Sund, and then he took over. If you're going to give Chauncey that, maybe I could be on board.
You could.
But if you're going to go for a former Piston, he's not as enigmatic. We don't like him as much, probably. But Tayshaun actually is second in command in Memphis, so he has
okay,
experience.
But first of all, Chauncey would kind of here have an apprenticeship. I mean, Stefanski would still have final say. He could still say, no, don't sign Ben Gordon. He could still do that, right? And I'm sorry, and I'm going to stick to this. It is a position of relationships
okay.
and building relationships and a culture. And I do think standing in the league and personality and all of that stuff matters in a league where basically as a GM, your job is to find two players in a given season. Get a good draft pick and maybe sign a free agent or make a trade. That's it.
You bring a good point to the table. All right. The president of your alma mater, in an interview with the Wall Street Journal, says he doesn't expect football if there's no way to put full-time students back in the dorms and in the classrooms. I think he's serious. However, money trumps everything probably, and there's no way – if other Big Ten teams are going to play, Michigan is going to be a lone wolf in this. Do you agree?
Of course not. And, I mean, I'm not sure of what Schlissel's motive was to say that to the Wall Street Journal, but I don't think it's a big deal. He has said, most presidents have said similar things. It would be really hard if they're on campus. And he's already said he expects some blended campus, either students on campus or online. I think students are going to have the option to do courses online. I don't know. I think he was just reiterating, whoa. I mean, if all the campuses are completely shut down, we're not going to play. But he's already said he doesn't expect that to be the case. He expects there to be students on campus and online. This is the Wall Street Journal. I mean, doing a great job of shining light on something, but seizing on a quote that is not that different than the stuff he has said before. I don't think it means that. Michigan is not going to be the one team that sits out college football. Okay.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
Okay. You know, I covered Michigan. Okay. Hey, Woj, what about baseball? You heard the proposition yesterday. We talked about it yesterday, filling in for, as you call him, the crazy Italian. I have more respect for him. I just call him Mike. Have you changed your mind in a day? Are you now willing to agree? Because I got Stoney to agree. He didn't agree with me at the start.
This is both
on the owners, and the owners now need to go back to the table and relent a little more here and give a little more and allow the players to keep more.
Well, both sides. I don't know why you just have to say everything has to be through the prism of who's more to blame, the players or the owners. If they don't play baseball, both sides are to blame. I'm not going to pin it on one because it's negotiation. The owners always negotiate clumsily and heavy-handedly and do try to make it. And this is the stupidity sometimes of baseball. Each side tries to make the other look bad. Or paint it, but because you're not showing us your books, well, you're making $35 million a year. I'm sorry. If you side wholeheartedly with one or the other, then you're just doing it to be, Rieger, with all due respect, lazy, because you're not looking at the entire not to be mean. That was not meant to be mean.
Oh, yeah. You just called me lazy, but it wasn't meant to be mean. I gotcha.
Because you can't just frame it that way. I mean, there's really, you can say it's 100% the owners and the players have nothing to do with it. You're still whining about the players losing half their salary.
No, I'm not.
When they're not going to play half the season.
And that's fine. But now you need to go back to the table and you need to come up with something better because this latest proposal is a joke. The other thing, too, is it irks me that the owners are making the players look awful by bitching about money because they're making them do this. Like, this should have been done at least behind closed doors, or the owners from the get-go should have relented more because they are the owners.
That's what owners do. Look what the Tigers did with the Scherzer thing. They made it public.
I agree with you. I'm just saying it's the wrong move, especially during a pandemic. That's why I side with the players.
I mean, these things never... Again, like I said, baseball never does it easily, swimmingly. But which owner, Rieger, real quick, which owner called up Blake Snell and decided to put an ugly face on the player side of negotiations? You know which owner that was that told him to do that?
One of the Steinbrenners, I got to believe.
Well, there's only one left.
That's true. So, yeah.
No, but I mean.
Yeah, so it's the one that's left.
Yeah.
I understand you. I understand that what you're saying, but if you never let it leak, the profit sharing to begin with, then Blake Snell doesn't go on Twitch and go into his little rant that he did. See, that's the thing. The owners knew what the hell they're doing. They're making the players look bad. They're making their commodities look bad.
The owners are a-holes. There's no doubt about it. I agree there.
All of them, right.
But the players have to be – the players' optics look horrible more than the owners do. That's my biggest problem.
And I don't think it's an owner – strategy to make them look bad. I just don't think.
Oh, yes, it is.
Themselves.
I've seen that. I think it is. I do think they do that.
I don't. I just think they're generally arrogant and they can't help themselves.
Well, that's part of making them look bad.
No, they're making themselves look bad with their own comments.
True, but they don't really give comments. That's the problem. It's the players that are spouting off, and now the players look like the jackholes, and everybody wants to side, how dare you millionaires bitch about money during a pandemic, when in reality, the owners are getting off scot-free, and they're billionaires.
Yeah, the billionaires shouldn't be bitching either.
The proposal that makes the owners look bad. I mean, to play the game, then, I guess.
Yes, sit there and demand. We'll agree to anything once you open our books.
Oh, I like that. Sure. I like that.
No, they won't do it.
All right,
Woj, have a wonderful day.
You guys too.
And we'll talk to you next week, Wednesdays with Wojo. Bye-bye.
Bye, Woj.
See? Did you miss him?
No.
No, I didn't think so.
No. And he's not going to miss me later on tonight either. He's by himself at 6 o'clock. Trust me, he's drinking now because he knows he doesn't have to put up with me, so he can totally go get drunk.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.